Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
But now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Howdy, friends. This is Dick Huddleston. Well, the new Pine Ridge Library, operated by our two old friends, is open for business. And the first one to take out a card was, of all people, Cedric Weehunt. Cedric may not be an avid reader, but he's about the best listener in town. And he's kept Abner busy reading to him from the books about our little four-footed friends that the kids love so well. If we listen, I think we can get in on the tail end of the story that Abner's reading to Cedric right now.
And so Snorter limped home a sadder but wiser piggy, and he never disobeyed his mama again. There.
Old Snorter, boy. Read it to me again, Mr. Abner. Read it again.
No, no, now, Cedric, let's read a different story this time. I'm getting tired of that. Let's see here. Yeah, here's one that ought to be a good one.
And Snorter limped home a sadder but wiser piggy. It sure learned old Snorter a lesson, boy.
Yeah. Now listen to this one now, Cedric. Once upon a long time ago, there was a little pink-eyed cottontail rabbit named Pinky Winky. One day...
Is Snorter in this story, Mr. Abner?
No, Cedric, this is about the rabbit.
Old Snorter sure learned his lesson, didn't he?
Yeah. One day, little Pinky Winky was sitting by the edge of a pool of clear water. He looked down into the water and saw a little gold-colored fish swim by.
Oh, I wish Snorter was in this story.
Now, you got to be quiet, Cedric, or I ain't going to read it to you. It
took a liking to Snorter.
Yeah. Pinky Winky's eyes grew very large as he looked at the little gold-colored fish swim by. And suddenly he cried, "That's what I want to be, a gold-colored fish and swim underwater," he added. Then he said...
For goodness sakes, Abner, what's going on here?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Oh, Dogus, I never heard you come in, Lum.
I told you to straighten up them books, not read them. Grannies, do I have to stay here every minute of the day to see that you do what I tell you?
Well, Lum, it takes a lot of time to straighten up the books.
It does the way you're doing it. You ought to be ashamed of yourself anyway, a fella your age reading books like that.
This weren't for me. I was reading them to Cedric. Don't you want Cedric to get educated?
Well, them kind of books ain't for Cedric, neither.
What's wrong with them?
Well, I can understand them all right, Mr. Lum. In that other story about old Snorter, he's a pig and what did he do, Mr. Abner?
Well, don't you recollect, Cedric? He seen a big field.
I don't care what he seen. I don't want to hear none of this prattle. Now, put them youngins' books back in the shelves and get them books straightened up. Grannies, I'm going to see that you run this library right. You better run along, Cedric.
But, Lum, Cedric's got just as much right in the library here as anybody.
Yeah, I got a card to it. You give it to me yourself, Mr. Lum.
It's a public library, Lum, and don't forget, Cedric's just as public as anybody.
Well, he just can't sit here wasting your time like that, though, Abner. If he wants to take a book out, let him take one out and read it himself.
Well, I don't read good like Mr. Abner does, though, Mr. Lum. Boy, when he's reading about Snorter, I can just close my eyes and... Seems like a pig sitting there doing the talking.
Well, thank you, Cedric.
Well, come on, Mr. Abner. Read me what happens next to Pinky Winky.
No, you don't. Abner ain't reading nothing to you, Cedric. He's got work to do. So you better run on home.
Yes, Mom. I don't believe I'll go home, though. I believe I'll just go out and walk around on my property for a while.
Your property?
Why, sure. Recollect, we sold Cedric a little piece of that strip by the store out there.
Yeah, you said I had to be a property owner before I could get a library card.
Oh, yeah, that's right, ain't it? Well, I don't care where you go, Cedric, but get started. Abner's got a lot of work to do.
Yes, Mom.
All right, Abner, get busy there. I'm going to clean up the feed room, and I want you to have them books straightened up by the time I'm through.
All right, I'll have it then.
And see that you do.
Yep.
Granny's, everything in this store is in a worse mess than I've ever seen it before.
All right. It's practical then.
Well, I reckon I better be going, Mr. Abner. If you ain't going to read to me no more. If there's any telephone calls, I'll be right outside on my property there.
All right. No, wait a minute, Cedric. Don't go. While Lum's out in back there, I'll finish this story. I'll read quiet.
Oh, good. See if you can get Snorter into the story some way.
Not so loud, Cedric. All right, now, where was we at?
Oh, Pinky Winky had just seen a gold-colored fish, and he wanted to be one, too, and swim underwater.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. Then Pinky Winky tried waving his tail back and forth like the little gold-colored fish was doing. But, alas, his tail was so short it wouldn't wave.
When did he get a flag? Flags wave good.
Get quiet, Cedric. This made Pinky Winky so mad, he jumped right into the pool and cried, "I will swim underwater without a tail." But poor Pinky Winky could not swim underwater. Half drowned, he climbed out on the bank, coughing and choking.
Well, I bet Snorter could have done it. Pigs can swim underwater, I think.
Yes, be quiet now. Now, Pinky Winky was more determined than ever that he was going to be a little gold-colored fish and swim underwater. So Pinky Winky turned away from the pool and shouted to old Mr. Owl, who was quietly perched on a nearby limb.
Oh, this is getting exciting.
Oh, yeah. Ha, ha, Mr. Owl. All you can do is sit on a limb and blink your eyes. But I am going to be a gold-colored fish and swim underwater.
He wants to swim underwater, don't he?
Yeah. Mr. Owl just blinked twice and said, "Who, who? You can't do it. You can't do it. Who, who?"
Sounds right smart like an owl.
"Yes, I can. I will find a way," shouted Pinky Winky in an angry voice, and off he ran.
Read that part about the owl again, that hoo-hoo business.
Yeah, not so loud, Cedric. Now, it so happened that Mr. Freddy Fox overheard Pinky Winky make his boast about becoming a fish. And this was very bad because Mr. Freddy Fox liked to eat little white rabbits.
Uh-oh. I bet old Pinky Winky would like to swim underwater, wouldn't he? Boy.
Yeah, well, don't talk so much now, Cedric. Let me finish. So Mr. Freddy Fox, who was a very crafty fox, quickly thought up a plan to capture the little rabbit. He turned and ran straight to his friend Bushytail, the sign painter, and he said to him, "Bushytail, I want you to paint me a sign that says, 'Mr. Freddy Fox, Swimming Instructor. Special free lessons in underwater swimming.'"
Well, that's just what old Pinky wants to do.
Well, of course, that's the idea. See, Freddy Fox is just doing that so as he can catch Pinky Winky.
Is Freddy Fox going to eat up old Pinky?
I don't know yet. We got to read the story and see, Cedric.
Gee, I hope he don't eat him. I like Pinky Winky. I wish Snorter'd come along and help him.
Yeah, well, keep quiet and we'll find out what happened. So, Mr. Freddy Fox took his sign and put it up near a pretty little stream. Then he hid in the bushes and waited for Pinky Winky to come along. And sure enough, pretty soon Pinky Winky came slowly up to the stream, still wondering how he could become a little gold-colored fish.
You know what he wants to be a fish for? So he can swim underwater.
I know that, Cedric. Now, hush up.
Catching on to this story.
Yeah, well, be quiet. Pinky Winky cried for joy when he spied the sign which the crafty fox had put up. "Now my wish will be granted," the rabbit said gleefully. Then he called out in a loud voice, "Oh, Mr. Freddy Fox, where are you, Mr. Fox? I wish to take swimming lessons."
No, don't do that, Pinky. He'll eat you.
So then Mr. Freddy Fox laughed to himself. Ha, ha, ha. Then he gave a great spring and leaped out of the bush.
Get away, Pinky.
Let me read this. And leaped out of the bush straight at Pinky Winky.
What did I tell you about reading them stories? Don't try to deny it. I could hear every word you was reading clean out there in the feed room. Give me that book.
No, wait a minute now, Lone. We're just about through here. Freddy Fox is just about to jump on
I said, give me that book. Here. Now, go on, straighten out them books.
Won't you even let us see how it comes out?
No, sir. I'm taking this book with me so as you can get some work done. It's one too goodness. Two grown men sitting here entertaining themselves reading children's bedtime stories. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves, both of you.
Well, I think they're interesting.
Well, if you're going to read, you ought to read something that'll help you instead of wasting your time on something like this. How you can get interested in them children's stories is more than I can see. Now, go on, get your work done.
Dad, blame that loan. If he hadn't taken that book with him, we could have read in a whisper and found out how it come out, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Poor little Pinky Winky. Had to leave him and that old fox jumping right on him.
Yeah, I wished I was there to help him.
Oh, he'll get out of it some way or other.
Well, how could he? A little rabbit.
He's a hero. Heroes always win.
Well, Cedric, he's just a little rabbit. He can't whip a great big fox, you know that.
Maybe old Snorter will come along and help him.
Snorter?
Yes, Mom. I bet that's what happened. Snorter saved him. He licked the fox and saved little Pinky.
Why, he couldn't have did that, Cedric. Snorter weren't even in the story.
Well, maybe he stopped by there on his way home.
Stopped by where?
Well, you was reading there where Snorter limped home a sadder but wiser pig. He might have stopped by that swimming hole on his way home.
No, Cedric, that was the end of that story. See, Snorter couldn't have helped him. Just feared the fox got little Pinky. That's what happened.
Still believe Snorter saved him.
No, he never. The fox ate him just as sure as the world saved
him. No, he never. Snorter saved him.
Why, he never neither. Pinky Winky's a goner. That's all there is.
Granny, you're both wrong.
Huh?
When Freddy Fox jumped at Pinky Winky, he hit his head on the sign and fell in the creek and drowned.
He did? Well, good for him.
And Pinky Winky went hippity-hop, here, put this book back in the shelf and keep it there. Very odd is you and Cedric, two grown men, wasting your time reading children's bedtime stories.